We are talking about wacky and weird names and Million in Darwin. How are you?
Yeah, afternoon. I'm good, thank you.
And your parents called you Million?
That's correct. My father's Serbian and my mum was Australian.
Yeah.
But obviously being the dominating type, the Serbs, he named myself Million and my brother Stevan.
And Million is a traditional Christian name, is it, from Serbia?
That's correct.
And how did you handle it at school?
It didn't seem to be much of an issue, I don't think.
It's a pretty cool name, actually.
It is.
That's great. Your surname's not Bucks or anything like that, is it?
No, it's not. It's Illich.
Okay. Million Illich, what a great name. I love it. Well, did you thank him for it?
Not really, because it didn't come with any sort of remuneration package.
Well, you can tell him I think it's a beautiful, beautiful name, and I'm glad the Serbians have got a bit of assertiveness in your family.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Okay, good on you, Million. Hey, Keith in Malek, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you today?
I'm good, but Keith is a pretty straight-ahead name, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you can't even shorten it, so it's good.
What have you got an odd name? Do you know someone?
When I was a copper in New South Wales years ago, there was a partnership down there. A mate of mine was Brian Basham, and his partner's name was Colin Frisk. So the partnership was an amusing one. It was Frisk and Basham.
That's a beauty, especially for people associated with the force, Keith.
We used to enjoy it.
Good on you, mate. Lovely to hear from you.
Thanks, mate.
Frisk and Basham. How about that? You got any weird names that you've heard around, or maybe you've been given one? Well, you've decided to take one. Why not give us a call? One of our mates on Facebook, Sarana, says that after fishing in the Billabong on the weekend, she's decided she's going to have two girls, one called Pandanus and one Lily. I love that. She reckons often she gets called Serena. I don't even know Serena if I'm saying it properly. Am I? Serena? Serena? It's a beautiful name. This is a beautiful name too. Stilgarian. But apparently Google don't like him using it. In fact, he's can't, according to what I've been reading. Stilgarian's a writer, broadcaster and consultant based in Sydney. And he's stuck with the Google mob. G'day, Stilgarian. How are you? Hello.
Hello. Now, this is... it's interesting how Google approaches this because, I have a name that consists of a single word. It's kind of unusual, but then it's not all that rare. And it strikes me, it's just odd the way Google has handled all this.
Well, can you tell us what happened?
Yeah. Look, essentially Google introduced a new social network a couple of months ago called Google Plus. And as part of that, they insisted that everyone who used that service identify themselves with their common name, as they call it, the name that everyone knows you by. They didn't want people using internet handles, nicknames, pseudonyms or anything like that. Now, that's a policy that I'm not sure I agree with because, I mean, there might be very good reasons why you don't want your full name to appear under the things you post on the internet. Mm. But, that's another whole issue, and we can talk about whether you should or should not, you know, be able to be anonymous or at least use a fake name on the internet. But in this case, you've got to, use your real name. All right, so let me fill in the form. Oh, dear, you have given name and surname as required fields, you're insisting a name consists of a single word. And, all right, this happens to me all the time. I've used a single word name for, more than 30 years now. You normally get a bit of polite curiosity or maybe a bit of confusion at first and someone says, oh, well, I need to talk to my supervisor about how to deal with that. But no one in 30 years has been as ignorant and arrogant as Google to just pop up a message and say, your name doesn't fit our community guidelines. You will have to change your name. Here's an edit button.
Well, it's very conservative, isn't it? Because as I read in your article, I think it was a major Australian government department like Medicare or something will allow you to use just one name.
Well, absolutely. In Australia, the rule's very simple. Your registered name can be anything you like, as long as it's not obscene or what they call frivolous. And it hasn't, really been a case where it's been rejected as frivolous. We can call ourselves anything we like. And in any common law nation, that's our right. We can just say, hello, my name from today, I shall be known as Teapot Armchair. And that's it. It just happens. This was this very odd view from Google. And they started rejecting all sorts of names, which they said, oh, no, those names don't fit. That can't be a real name. And yet there were things like they were rejecting anyone who put their given name down as Muhammad, even though it's like one of the most common male names in Arabic culture.
So they're basically cutting out all Islamic or Arabic people who want to be part of it.
Yeah, look, it's bizarre, and it turned out that what Google wants to do, the reason why they're insisting on real names, is that it wasn't just about their social networking service. What they're really after is to have you use your real name so that that then becomes part of a global identity service that they're trying to roll out. You know how people have, logged into this website using your Facebook ID? Well, Google want a bit of that action. And they're also looking towards the future when your mobile phone will be essentially a replacement for your credit card. Instead of waving your credit card across the scanner to pay $20 for a beer, it'll all be done by your mobile phone. So they're looking, it's a big money thing.
Well, what would stop me, though, from saying I want to join and calling myself Jack Smith? I mean, they're not going to jack up about that because they don't really know what my real name is.
Exactly. So it's been one thing. It's not that they are rejecting people for not using their legal name. They've been rejecting people for having a name which was just a bit unusual and that they didn't understand.
Wow. I wonder how they'd go with Golden. She should try and see what happens.
That would be absolutely, they would query it. And here was their process. They initially just suspended everyone's account straight away when there was a problem. It's like, what sort of due process is that? They got a bit better. They gave a warning, but the warning was only 4 days and you didn't get emailed. It was just in front of when you logged into Google's account, it popped up and said, there's a problem. If you didn't happen to look at it for 4 days, you were stuffed. Now, here's the amazing thing. Have you heard of the author Salman Rushdie? I guess you have.
Yes.
He got bounced for having the because Salman is his middle name. If you actually look at the first name, he's Ahmed Rushdie. But, no one knows him as Ahmed Rushdie. He's Salman Rushdie.
Yeah. Oh, this is bizarre. They're going to get into trouble. They're going to have to change that. People aren't going to join.
Well, that's precisely what's happened. To really knock off Facebook, Google needed to get a lot of people on board very quickly, and this is one of the factors that prevented that happening. I get the fact that there are people with unusual names, but you would think that Google, which is one of the richest global corporations around, it's been in existence for 13 years, they had their birthday the other day, and yet they made such fundamental mistakes as not understanding the variety of names in the world. And little things like, there are a lot of people, and a lot more than you realise, even here in Australia, a lot of people with just one name, and yet they insisted that you had to have two names, and then when they encounter it, they didn't have a process in place.
Yeah. It's crazy. They will have to change it. There'll be too many. And it's discriminatory. And like just our friend who rang up before, fabulous name, Million. And it's a Serbian name, traditional name, and it's really funky in English. So he probably wouldn't be able to join either.
Oh, exactly. And then, as I said, I mentioned Muhammad before. You've got all the blokes called Jesus in Latin America. I heard the case before you mentioned Busy Bacon and Eggs. Yep, that's a real name. I've encountered that person before.
Yeah. No, and very happy with their name, Busy.
Yeah. Exactly. So as I say, I do know that some people's databases are designed poorly and they haven't thought about this and they insist you have two names, but most places have a workaround. Like if I'm booking an airplane ticket, I just, you know, their procedure is you put the name in twice. In the United States, for my visa, I've been travelling there recently, what you have to do is put your given name in the surname field, and in the given name field you put FNU, which stands for First Name Unknown.
Hey, where did it come from? Or is that a secret?
My name?
Yeah.
No, coined by a friend at university back when I was there. It took sound right as a kind of nickname thing. A few people started using it amongst a circle of friends, and I decided to adopt it legally.
It's beautiful, Stilgarian. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you very
much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I must give you one last statistic, though.
Yeah.
People say people with one name are rare. I got Medicare to actually look this up for me. The number of people in Australia who are citizens or residents on the Medicare database, 13,461.
Well, there you go. We are a rebellious mob, aren't we?
We're Australians, Annie. What more do we need to say?
Catch you later, Stilgarian. Keep those interesting and wonderful words coming in, busy bacon and eggs. Lila Adrienne says her husband's name is King and he can't behave himself. It's a family name, but talk about an ego booster. Dean says the weirdest name he ever knew was Misty Hyman, the swimmer from the USA.